Yes. Rashi says, what Tanan Rebbe Yishor, the Maisilei Sloyim, the Rebu Yivosh Yorach, what that last Gemara just said. He used the word Sloyim to include a long-headed one. And therefore, the Yaisilei Chagav Lemutei Tirtso, and uses the word Chagav, he says Tirtso is no good. But Tanan the Braisa, Kemais in the first Braisa, the Miboy Lekulu Lugufayu. Yeah, so what's the Machoikis then? Well, you learn out Klolom and Protim, or you only knew that, you only need them for the Prot, for they themselves. So my kinnis, we'll give Tanan the very Rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel. For Roshi Yorach and Iflagi. That's the Machoikis, if you come to include the Roshi Yorach or not. You have the word Sloyin extra to be marble a long one or not. And Tanan the very Rabbi Sovar, Asher Loi Karayim with Kalal. Arba Sloyim Chagol Chagav Liminayu Prat. These are the Protim. It's so Kalal Prat and Chol Masha Prat. To mean in only these type of Minim, to love Minaloi, other Minim are no good. Omarvi Didomile Mishnei Tzadin. And we only learn out something that's Dema to this, and Tutstav has to be like it all completely. Tanan the very Bishmel Savano Asher Loi Karayim, that's the Kalal. Arba Sloyim Chagol Chagav Prat Liminayu. It's prat. Liminei was chazal klal. If he dashin klal or prat to klal, is the yadadana klena prat. Or ma be called the domele the chatzad. As long as the domele to one side also is enough to say. So that's the shal hari dashin here. So there's a question still like, well, domi klal kam la klal abrasra. The first klal is not like the last klal. Klal la kam or asher lo krayim or mrachmona. The yisla yochel, only if it has krayim, if it has the legs, then he could eat it. The last lay, you can eat it. The cholabasro are the shabbat be'abal simonim. But the last klal is mashin, has to have all four simonim. So maybe don't make this into a klal or prat a klal, since the last klal is different than the first klal. Shmuel says, no, Tanan Rebbe Shmuel, the klal you put the kiagav nudoyin, still they dash in the klal or klal or prat a klal, even though you're being, the last klal is not them to the first one. Or the yarminami biyam, or the doyin, Tanan Rebbe Shmuel, the klal or prat, that's we it's said over other places that Tanan Rebbe Shmuel dashed on the klal of prat klal, even though one klal is not like the other one. The Yikar place where he said it was over here. This is the Yikar Makam where he said it. From here we learn out to other places. That's Ishita. All right, you'll stop here. Everybody knew it and understood it. Abu Bryce said the tenant of Rabbi Shmuel has a school out of the three Talmidim. But the second place, the tenant of Rabbi Shmuel, only his Talmidim knew it. So now the Gemara explains what's the difference between the way the first Bryce learned, the tenant of the Rav, and the tenant of Rabbi Shmuel, the way the second Bryce learns. So the Gemara says, not community, is the ratio. Oh, if you have this locust, that comes a long-headed one. But according to the second Bryce, he dashes the more left towards the cloud across the cloud, and therefore he's remember even a long-headed one. So according to the very Rav, he only says no each prat, and when he says the four locusts, it says in the Torah, the Chagav and the Sloyim, it says Liminayu only means to include one other one. That's all, but nothing more. Therefore, according to the Torah of the very Rav, we do not know the long-headed one is also kosher. The Rav Gemara explains. Tonya the very Rav saw that the first place that ever learned in support the very Rav holds like this. When the Pesach says, Asher Loi Karayim, when it says what, that it has these front two legs, the Pesach says, Asher Loi Karayim Yimala Ragla Venakta Ben Mesorot, Al Earth, so with these front two legs, they jump over the earth, over the limb. So the first place over this, when it says, Asher Loi Karayim Klal, which is mash many type of a locust. Then the Pesach says, if Eilim Yam Tochel, it says, it's Arba, that's one, Leminoi, V'yasa Solom. That's the second one, Leminoi, V'yasa Chagot, the third one, Leminoi, V'yasa Chagot, Leminoi. Then the Pesach says, these four. So we say, again, the Moshe says, Arba, Sloin, Chagot, Chagot, Leminoi, Prat. That remains a Prat, only these. And so they hold that Klal or Prat. It remains with Joshua, but first it's a Klal or locust. Then it's a prat, only these four. So then we dash in ain bechlal alamash b'prat. There has to be only thing mamish like the prat itself. Only these pratim are mutter, nothing else. Only these four chagavim. These four type of locusts. Now in the post it says four times diminayu. to Darshan in Rashi Mamish like it, but the Lav Demine Loi, if it's not Mamish the same type, it's not Mutter. Omarbe, therefore, when it says the word Lemineyu, what do we be Marbe? Omarbe the Dormele Mishnei Sodom. We only include things that are Mamish like it in both ways. And therefore, you have no way to be Marbe like a long headed locust. There's no reaper for that. That's the way the first place learns, that each one is a prat, and therefore Lemineyu only includes one more, like more back with Dashan before. And the reason they do not hold with the klal of prat, the klal, we'll soon see why, because they hold the word Lemineyu, if that will be a klal, it's a different type of a klal than the klal basna, the klal kama. Therefore they hold, the Tanakama holds, the first place we do not make this for klal of prat, the klal, but the rather it's only klal of prat, and therefore you can learn that more than just things of Beino, Mishnei Tzodim, completely like it. Now, Tonad Verb Yishmael, how did the second Braisa learn? Said he says like this, and the Pesach says, Hashem Lei Karai and Klal. Shemash, many types of a locust that has these two legs in the front to jump with, it's Mutter. Then it says these four, the Arba, Sloyim, Chagra, Chagra, Teprat, Sakamash, only these four, nothing else. Then it says the word Limineyu, all types, the type of it, Mashmeh, Chozo, Klal. It's another klal. Therefore, comes out to Darshan, but tell us a klal, a prat, a klal. And then we say, here's the dan and the a prat. It only has to be something that's just a little bit like the prat, but not really burning completely. Omar, the kodu domile, the chatzad, any way it's equal to it in one way, that's enough to be marvelous. Therefore, according to that Russian, we had before that the word sloyim was extra, and therefore we remember even a long-headed locust is also mutatit. Now the Gemara is talking to Tenevra and Yishmael, how could you make a klal apart the klal over here? I will a domi klal a kam and a klal a basra. The two klalim are not like one another. Maybe you can make a klal apart a klal out of this. Why? Klal a kam a asha le kuroim am rachmano di yisle ochol. The less le le techol. That the first klal is any locust that has these two legs in the front of it that it jumps with it, you'll not eat it. And if it doesn't have that, it's awesome. The mashma is the klal, it's mad everything. All you have to have is just one simen, have these two legs, and you'll not eat it. By shaking klal basra, that's what it says at the end of Mineyu, that is mashma bishavya biyavya simonim. Like we had before, these locusts have four simonim, they're alike, that they have wings covering over the body, so we have simonim about them. So the Mineyu mashma has to have all four simonim. So how can you make the klal a klal a klat out of this? Usually the klal, the two klalim, are daima to one another. Therefore we dash him because the klal apart the klal. But here that the first klal is only daima to one simon. And the second klal is daima to four simonim, maybe no. The Gemara says no, the more answer is nami, that I'll tell you, Tana Dveya, Bishmael, Beklola, your protiki, I got Nidoyin. They still make, they have the Kabbalah to make this rush of klal apart the klal, even though the klal basra is not like the klal kamo. Still you can make the klal apart the klal out of it. The Gemara says, Udi Yamrina Nami Biyama, that's what we say usually all over, that the Doyin, Tana Dever Yishmael, the Klal of Prat Kiyai Gavna, that's what we learn other places that there is such a drush like this, and Tana Dever Yishmael holds it, that even though the Klal Basra is not like the Klal Kama, so he can make it, Yishno Meyachon, this is the Yikam Akur, this is where we see him, he holds it clearly. From this Nimer here, we see that's the Shitu all over, that the Klal of Prat, the Klal, this last Klal, does not have to be done to the first klal, even though they're not doing more, so you could down in the third klal or plot the klal. Now, on my mind, what we just said before, that E. Shemoy Chagav, as long as the name is called Chagav of this type of a locust, yeah, so Yochel ever thought to say, Ein boy kol ha-simonim halalu, even if it doesn't have any one of those simonim, it doesn't have the four legs and the two legs in the front and the wings, I would have thought to say, as long as it has his name Chagav, that's Earth Koshatit. Tamlim, this apostle says, no, Lemineyu. Does not enough just have the same name, but has to be the same kind. Meaning to say, Achiyi, your boy, call us Simonim Alolo. There has to have all the Simonim, there has to have the four, all the Simonim, the Mishnah says, the four legs, the two in the front, the red, the wings. Now, Ainba, call us Simonim Alolo. For the most question now, if it doesn't have all of these Simonim, Mehechi Taisi, where what the Hazmin, like, why would I thought to say, it's kosher? And the Kula, you have to have it. So what was the Havli to say that I would say that it, as long as it has a name, Chagav would be enough? So it's like this. You see, Arba v'Chagav is, Arba v'Chagav exists. So it says, Abba the Chagra, Master has to have daimah to these things that have four simonim. So it says, no. He likes the sloyim could comment. If he wouldn't have said the word, the extra one sloyim, it would be like you're saying. But Hashtag is still sloyim. Now that it says the word sloyim, is l'ribuyeh reishi yorich. It comes to include, what we had before, even a long-headed locust. It's also mutatit. If so, once I have that aim, I would have thought to say, l'ribu nami koldu. I would have thought to say, yamarba than anything. So as a klal, a protoklal, that yamarba anything. Rashi says koldu. Kafil le'domel le'en le'chad simen. Even if it's only like them, it's one simen. Deho shamin and sloyim, to lay be'inon, she says that Glaibinan Domin the Prat the Chod Dodim, he said the Shorach, he said it doesn't have to be like the other ones. So be Ma'am, but now even a long headed one, even though the other ones don't have a long headed. So yes, I would have thought to say any way to Daima, as long as it has the name Chagav, maybe that's enough to say that it's Tahor. On this Kamash from Lubinayo though, it has to be Daima to it with the force of Manim. Yeah. Kamash Malon. Now, Maishno, what's the difference? Taka Maishno, some the Yamut Sloyim, is there Rishoyim? Before we dash him and said the word Sloyim, it means to say, is there Rishoyim? Chagol is their nipple. Or Maishno, Chakam over here was saying, the Yamut, no, Sloyim, the opposite. Sloyim means their nipple. And Chagol is their Rishoyim, changing it around. So, what's the Benachanami? Makiyas to Makiyas, each one says according to his own city, the way they called in his town. Rashi says, Makiyas, right? He says, Rishoyim the Tana Devei Rav Hu Nipple, and the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel Verosha, and the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel Hu Nipple Tana Devei Rav. As each one of his cities, that's the way they called it. Well, it's the same thing. So if they had different names in each city, the same thing was called differently in each city. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says Uvadogim Koshesh Tapa the Kashkeshes. Fish is kosher as long as the fish has skins and fins and scales, that's mutter. That fins and scales is all right. Yeah. Snappy, that's the fins, and carcass is the scales. Tell me about like this. Let's say the fish right now doesn't have yet its fins or its scales. But the yosid legad liyachas man, later on will grow, or grow on later the fish. Kagain, how satanius, this type of fish, the satanius, when it's first created, it doesn't have scales and fins. Rashi says, min dogim chitanim, the small dogim, balaz tunina. And the rest like it's a big fish, a tuna fish, but it's not a tuna, but it's a small fish. Yeah, then it's first grown, the first born it doesn't have, and then it gets later. I don't know if to say that, an ordin, could have to punish for your fizin, if I raise the mutter. So the din is its mutter. As long as it'll happen later on, it's a kosher, it's a min fish, that's kosher. What's going to be Yoshli Achshav? Let's say the fish right now does have its fins and scales. But the Yosid L'Hashirun, later it's going to fall off. Bishor Sha'ilim in Amayim, when they pull this fish out of the water, it shakes so much and it shakes off its fins or its scales. Kagurin, like this fish called the Yakunis. I don't know.